There is no word for this particular color. You can't shut out the light. It will seep into the sides as a living membrane, pressing out in waves and waves of saving grace. It won't matter that someone told you so, or if they were bent over backwards. You will know the difference released in a feverish hush, panting as it pushes itself out breastbones, arms, and throats. You can't stop the distant cries, leaf blowers, hurricanes, earthquakes, and tidal waves, or the maimed hunger that rises like smoke into the skies. It won't matter that someone is holding their silence like an armful of vodka or wearing their red-hot fear as a new pair of shoes. The curtain will still flap around in the wind, and the blinds will still bang against the sill, reminding you that light dances in through the window. You can't stop the testimonies our bodies betray, or the way birthmarks, fingerprints, and photo IDs tell a limited story of a new generation afraid of being stolen. You will find that if someone you love is dying, suddenly the light comes in under everything and bounces off the ceiling. Even as you skip through the radio stations, listening to waves of words roll through static, you will feel the light as it gathers heat, gathers velocity. You can't stop the bare-faced racket with cracked lips from talking too much or erase the checkered politics of late. It doesn't matter if you had sex, made love, or found that it all rises in the morning with the same aftertaste. The waves outside our bodies will still continue to communicate, in frequency, give off shades of color. Either you will believe that people on the news, at the market, walking their dogs, reading magazines, in stories, really do love each other, or you won't, but you can't stop it.